Welcome back to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 5th, 2026, and we have a packed episode for you, diving into the latest developments in the GPU landscape, particularly focusing on AMD and its position in the evolving AI ecosystem. Let's jump right into the headlines. Headline overview: Broadcom emerges as a formidable competitor to NVIDIA, leveraging its AI XPU capabilities. Financial results from Broadcom indicate significant growth, particularly in their AI chip division. The competitive landscape is shifting, with AMD needing to stay vigilant as Broadcom ramps up its AI offerings. Now let's delve deeper into these topics. First off, let's talk about Broadcom's recent positioning in the AI chip market. In an insightful piece from The Next Platform, it was highlighted that Broadcom is increasingly becoming a counterbalance to NVIDIA's dominance in the GPU space. How did we get here? Broadcom's success can be attributed to a series of strategic acquisitions and a keen focus on developing custom AI hardware, or XPUs, which are tailored for specific workloads. Broadcom's CEO, Hock Tan, has been instrumental in this transformation. His approach has been to streamline operations, reduce unnecessary costs, and focus on profitability. This has allowed Broadcom to invest heavily in AI technology, which is essential as hyperscalers and cloud builders seek to maintain control over their compute infrastructure. The demand for custom AI hardware is growing, and Broadcom is well positioned to meet this need. In their Q1 financial results for fiscal year 2026, Broadcom reported $19.31 million in sales, a staggering 29.5% increase year over year. Their Semiconductor Solutions Group, which includes AI chips, saw a remarkable revenue increase of 54.2%, amounting to $12.52 billion. This division's operating income rose by 60.4%, underscoring the profitability of their AI initiatives. Broadcom's AI chip revenue alone skyrocketed to $8.44 billion, indicating a strong market demand. What's particularly interesting is the breakdown of their AI revenue. Approximately one-third comes from AI networking chips, while two-thirds are from AI accelerators and rack-scale systems. This division is critical as companies transition to new generations of compute engines. Broadcom has established relationships with major AI players, including Google and Anthropic, to develop custom XPUs, which will likely drive further growth. Now, let's pivot to AMD. As Broadcom ramps up its AI capabilities, AMD must remain agile and innovative. The competitive landscape is shifting rapidly, and AMD's recent focus on AI and machine learning has to be aggressive. While AMD has made strides with its MI series accelerators, the question remains: can they keep pace with Broadcom's rapid advancements in the AI hardware space? AMD's architecture, particularly with CDNA 3, is built for high-performance computing and machine learning workloads. However, the challenge lies in the execution. AMD needs to ensure that its products not only match the performance of NVIDIA and Broadcom, but also provide a compelling value proposition for data centers and AI model builders. The market is moving towards integrated solutions, where compute, storage, and networking are tightly coupled, and AMD has to play its cards right. Let's take a moment to consider the implications of Broadcom's financial success on the broader industry. With a projected $100 billion in AI revenues for fiscal 2027, the stakes are incredibly high. If Broadcom continues its aggressive push into AI, AMD could face significant pressure to innovate and potentially rethink its strategies. Moreover, as Broadcom aims to cut out OEMs and ODMs, it brings forth a new paradigm where companies may prefer a single vendor for their entire infrastructure needs. This could lead to a consolidation of power among a few key players, and AMD must navigate this landscape carefully. Now, turning our attention back to Broadcom's recent announcements, they reported a backlog of $9.2 billion for VMware, which they acquired in 2023. This highlights the importance of software in driving hardware sales. AMD could benefit from a similar strategy, focusing not just on hardware, but also on software solutions that enhance the performance of their GPUs in AI workloads. In the coming years, the competition will likely intensify as more companies enter the AI hardware space. AMD must leverage its strengths in CPU and GPU integration, particularly with its EPYC and Radeon lines, to create a cohesive platform that appeals to data center operators and AI researchers alike. As we look to the future, The question remains, can AMD innovate quickly enough to stay relevant in this rapidly evolving market? The next few quarters will be crucial for AMD as they respond to Broadcom's aggressive strategy and the broader competitive landscape. In closing, the GPU market is at a critical juncture. With Broadcom's ambitious plans and significant growth in AI chip revenues, AMD must remain vigilant and proactive. The future of AI and machine learning workloads will undoubtedly shape the direction of GPU development, and it's an exciting time to be part of this industry. Stay tuned for more insights and analysis in the coming episodes as we continue to track these developments. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of technology.